Okay, everybody, listen up. Listen up really fast. Ready? 3, 2, 1. That didn't play off exactly right in my head. I think, all right, you know, let's come up with a really good opening because we're back at B-Talks. And I'm like, let's make it cool for once and not completely cringy and not funny. Yet here we are. Every single time, I always find out a way how to mess it up. But I can't mess up saying, hi, everyone. Welcome back to B-Talks. I hope you're having an amazing day. And we're back sitting down with the mic, the new microphone, everybody. I picked it up for season 4, and I haven't made a bunch of episodes. I've been working on the B-Talks after show, but I really haven't. I've made like 3 episodes, actually. There's going to be plus one after today's episode, but it's Colorado Playbook, episode 8. I've been really into sports recently. I'm going to go see a Rockies game pretty soon. Broncos are picking up. Not super happy how the Nuggets ended. Any Nuggets fan will agree. But anyway, guys, I'm going to have 3 awesome segments for you, including 1 B-Talks after show segment that you're going to have to go to the other show to listen for if you want to listen. And that segment is who should the Broncos start in week 1. Okay, so if you want to listen to that kind of bonus segment for the episode, be sure to head over to the B-Talks after show so you can catch that. But without that segment, which is going to be at the B-Talks after show, today we are going to kick it off by doing a little Colorado Rockies season recap so far and kind of update, because you know, with baseball, they're playing games every single day. Like in a week, they're playing 5 to 6 to 4 games a week. So it's just a lot going on. So we're going to kind of break it down, get you caught up on the Rockies, see how they're doing. Okay. And then we're going to talk about the Nuggets whole thing, how the season ended, and how like Jamal Murray is going to make a difference this upcoming season if he does play. And then in the end, to wrap it up, you read the title, I'm going to be predicting the entire 2021 Broncos season, because we have a trend on this show to when the schedules come out or when just the time is right to make a predicting the entire schedule episode. All right, so this year, or this time, it is the 2021 Broncos. I actually remember it was when I still had, we might have actually had the Colorado Playbook. I can't remember. But it was, I did like a pump up. It was Colorado Playbook where I did a pump up of the Broncos season and how it did not go the way we were all expecting, but that's fine, right? It's totally fine. All right, so guys, I'm going to stop talking without further ado. Let's go into the first segment of Colorado Playbook Episode 8, which is the Colorado Rockies regular season update. Support this podcast by going to anchor.fm/b-talks/support or just the very bottom link in the description of this episode. You can donate from 99 cents a month up to $10 a month, and the donations will go straight to me. Keep in mind that all of this I will receive will go back into the show and making it a better listening experience just for you. And I will also pick months in the year where I will donate 50 to 100% of the donations I get that month to charity and good causes in general. Keep in mind, you can always cancel your monthly donations whenever you want. Thank you either way, and let's continue. Ladies and gentlemen, at the time I'm recording this, the Rockies are playing right now against the Padres. We're up 2-0. We had a run in the first, run in the fourth, which is good. That's awesome. Everybody, right now the Rockies are 53-66, so We're still a pretty big gap from 500, which we're all like expecting. We're definitely not going to get to 500, but it's not as bad as we expected when we lost Nolan Arenado. Everyone was like, all right, you know what? It's done. Our season, we're tanking. Let's get a good draft pick for the next season. Let's just not care. But the Rockies at a 53-66 schedule, not saying we're like 20 to 30 games behind 500. I would call that a win with the Nolan Arenado less team. Okay. So even though, yes, it is a sad time to be a Rockies fan, without Nolan, we kept Trevor Story, which was a super big plus. But I'm just saying it's not all that bad. Okay? And even, oh God, next I'm saying is, of course, we've lost 5 of our last 7. But it's not a bad time to be a Rockies fan. Okay, we're super young. I'm not saying that we should stick with a lot of the players we have, but it's not a horrible time. We're not playing as bad as everyone thought we were going to play without Trevor Story. I mean, without Nolan Arenado. Okay, so yeah, right now we're playing the Padres. We're up 2-0. We have 6 hits in 4 innings. Well, take that. And then actually, this is kind of fun for me. I am seeing the Rockies play this Saturday against the Diamondbacks, which is going to be super duper fun. I'm actually really excited about that. Kind of celebrating my birthday, even though it's a little later in the month. By the way, guys, if you want to see me do a birthday stream, I'm thinking about it. Except it's on a Wednesday, so maybe doing it that weekend or something would be better. Anyway, let's go through their schedule really fast, okay? So, going backwards, we just lost 3 games to the Giants, got swept in a 2-game series against the Astros. We did sweep the Miami Marlins, put up a 14-13 run game. Tied the Cubs, tied the Padres, lost to the Angels, tied the Dodgers in a 2-game series, tied the Mariners in a 2-game series, lost to the Dodgers 2-1. And then that's kind of where we are at the All-Star break. So, obviously, as us being Rockies fans, we don't have any hopes or expectations for the playoffs, because we knew that in the offseason that, all right, our season's over. We're not going to be a good team. But I have been pleasantly surprised, okay? And I know highlight reels only highlight the best plays from the entire game, but I've been kind of watching the highlight, highlights of the games on YouTube from the Rockies, and we're kind of fun. Like, we're hitting home runs. Tapia's super fun to watch. Charlie Blackman, CJ Cron just won National League Player of the Week a couple weeks ago, so that was super fun. We're not doing as bad as I expected us, and I feel like if you are a big Rockies fan as well, you can't say that you're not, like, You have to say we're doing better than we imagined, okay? Which is anything. We'll take that over anything right now. So in the upcoming schedules to finish August, we're hosting the Diamondbacks, which I'm seeing. And then we're doing a little road trip to Chicago to take on the Cubs, Dodgers, and Rangers. The last game of the Rangers series goes into September. Then we got the Braves at home, Giants at home, visiting Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Washington. And then we're home to pretty much finish out the entire season against the Dodgers, Giants, and Nationals. And then in the final series of 2021, we're playing the Arizona Diamondbacks, okay? And also, another big, amazing, fun thing to talk about is we're not in last place in the NL West because the Diamondbacks stink. They really, really do. Hold on. Hey, Siri, what is the Arizona Diamondbacks record? It says it's on it. Hold on. Give me 1 second. D-backs. They are 38-81. Holy crap, they stink. We're so much better than they are. They have 31 wins. That makes me feel so good as a Rockies fan. Holy cow, dude. They have 31 wins. We have 53, and yet we're still in third place or fourth place in the NL West. Talking about the National League West, hold on. Give me a second. Why is it that the Rockies have to be in the one division that has 3 of the best 5 teams in the National League? Okay, the Giants, who are having a kind of unexpected really good season. The Dodgers, who are always good, but actually have a shot at not winning the NOS, which would be huge. And then, of course, the Padres, which are just super young, super fun to watch, and Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr., which is super cool. Got respect for everybody on that team. Kind of ish for Manny Machado. Hasn't really done anything, like, cheap in the last year or so. But, yeah. Anyway, that's that, ladies and gentlemen. Nonetheless, moral of the story, I'm thankful that the Rockies are being, because Also, kind of think this. With Nolan Arenado, what would be our record? It can't. One player can't make that big of a difference, right? Like, the last year we had Nolan Arenado, it was pretty similar. Like, looking at us, 53 and 66, we're kind of right outside of 10 games under 500. I think that'd be kind of a stretch to try to ask to end at least 500. I say we aim for ending at least 10 games under 500 at the end of the season. I feel like that's a respectable goal, right? It has to be a good one. So, yeah, guys, the Rockies are super fun to watch. I just got a new Rockies hat. I think it's exciting that we have a team that can actually be a contender in the next at least decade, hopefully. I think we're super young. Obviously, Trevor Story, we're going to totally rebuild around him. Josh Fuentes has a little bit of something we can see. CJ Cron obviously had a good week. Trevor Story is always that. Chuck Nasty being Chuck Nasty. That's that, everybody. All right, next we're going to talk about the Nuggets and how Jamal Murray changes that team being back. That's next on the Colorado Playbook Podcast. Welcome back to the break, everybody. So right now we are going to be kind of talking about the Denver Nuggets. It's that time of the episode. So since we did a Colorado Playbook podcast, which was a pretty long time ago, we were still talking about Jokic becoming MVP. We were talking about our playoff hopes, and now in August of 2021, we know the answer to all of that. So I am more than thrilled that Nikola Jokic is the MVP. Some might say it was a boring choice, but here's the deal. That man started he played every single game for the Denver Nuggets this season. And every single night, in every single game, he still put up 26 points per game, which is absolutely incredible. Yes, if you remember back to game 4 against the Suns, that was a stupid foul. Okay, he learned from it. He shook his hand afterwards. We're not proud of that move. I guess, yes, it was right for him to be ejected from the game. Yes, at that point, we knew that was our season. It was a good run. And, I mean, it also just kind of sucks to, like, you might not win most valuable player ever again in your life, ever again in your career. And that season you won MVP, it ends by you getting ejected. Like, he was so tired of carrying the team on his shoulders that, yes, it was Jokic's fault in the end. Yes, he shouldn't have, like, intentionally fouled. Well, I don't know if he intentionally fouled. The guy definitely put some Oscar-worthy acting on that. But still, I'm not trying to turn this against the Nuggets. That was definitely on us. That was definitely, like, a bad on Jokic. But we won MVP. We got swept in the conference semifinals to the Suns, which the Suns then went on to lose 4 games in a row. Who lost 4 games in a row now against the Bucks to lose the final. So here's the deal. The Phoenix Suns, right? Okay, if you kind of follow their entire run up to the finals, okay? Number one, they played the Lakers without Anthony Davis, okay? So he was out. Okay, they pretty comfortably win the series. Then they beat us without Jamal Murray, which I'm going to get to in a second. Okay, so no Anthony Davis, no Jamal Murray. And Jamal Murray was phenomenal in the playoffs, okay? So if Jamal Murray even had a remote, closely, like, good performance as he did in the last playoffs, I feel like it would have hands down beat the Suns. But no Jamal with the Nuggets. And then in the Clippers, they don't have their star player, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and it still went to, like, 6 games. And then here they come facing the biggest team, the most healthy team. Giannis had a heck of a year. 50 points in that finals game. So good for him. It's obviously led by Giannis, but all I'm saying is they're not significantly hurt like every single team they played. Yes, I have to say I did think Chris Paul deserved to win a finals. Okay, as a sports fans, we should be able to recognize that man has put in a lot of work, been put on not very good teams, and just hasn't won a final. So I think it's definitely going to happen with the Suns. They have such a good lineup. But I feel like with Jamal Murray, yes, we would have won. Okay, so here's the deal. Headline of this segment is, can the Nuggets beat the Suns with Jamal Murray? Okay, And I believe, yes, we can. And I don't think this is how this works. But so think, if Jamal averages 20, let's just say 20 points per game, okay? That'd be a solid season for him, possibly even more. 20 points a game, add that to our score. Hold on, I'm searching up the Denver Nuggets really fast. I just want to see how many games we would have won. Hold on. I want to see, so adding just 20 points to our score, how that would have, like, changed the outcome, okay? Hold on. Here we go. Okay. So, this, when did this happen? All right, so game one, we lost 122 to 105, okay? Add Jamal's 20 points, we beat him by 3. All right, game two. Suns 123, Nuggets 98. They got us on that one. Game three, Suns 116, Nuggets 102. We add 20 points. We beat them by like almost 8 points. And then in the last one, 125, 118. I can't believe we kind of like stayed in that game. But with Jamal Murray, game four, we would have won so comfortably. Okay. So the series would not have been a 4-game sweep if Jamal Murray would have been out. Okay, everybody. Yes, that's how it goes, okay? That's how everything, it's just how it works, okay? But especially after not going to 7 games, if you guys follow the Nuggets, we didn't, like, go to 7 games. We always go to 7 games, and we didn't. We beat the Trailblazers by 6. I'm like, oh, my God, we're so good it didn't go to 7 games. And then it only goes to 4. Like, obviously, that's disappointing. I have a bunch. I'm so excited for the Nuggets this next season. I think we have a really good team. So, yeah, it's be excited for the Nuggets team, okay? Be excited. All right. Let's go into some news for them. So, obviously, they're in the Summer League. I was saying I really like Adam Silver. I like how what he does. Summer League is smart. Playing tournament, that's all smart. Okay. This is going to some news from ESPN 11 days ago. Oh, yeah. I think JaVale McGee is now gone, right? Yeah, that is right. 15 days ago, Nuggets, we re-signed Will Barton, and we gave Jeff Green a 2-year deal. Okay. Oh, yeah, and then also, we drafted Nashawn Hyland. I feel like his nickname was Bones or something. So that's pretty cool. I think our draft, I can go into that at a different time. Maybe we'll do that in another episode. If he does something, we'll definitely do that. So that's pretty much it besides when Will Barton declined, but then he stayed. So yeah. All right, everybody. That is it for the Nuggets thing. Be excited for them, okay? Because they're a really good basketball team, everybody. All right, next we are going into the big part of the episode, okay? We are going to be predicting the entire 17-game Denver Broncos schedule. That's next on Beat Talks. Hey guys, sorry to interrupt today's amazing episode, but if you want to take, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes out of your day to visit the Beat Talks official website, then it'll be the top link of the description of this episode. But, you know, if you get lost, just look at the link closest to the words Beat Talks website. You got this. I believe in you. All right, let's get on with the show. Everybody, the 2021 NFL regular season is right around the corner, okay? With all this school stuff starting, at least for me, that time is hopefully going to fly, and I get to see football's back. I'm super excited. So, like, for me right now, I kind of, like, I can tell it's time. It's fall is coming. It is time for it to happen. So right now, we are going to be predicting the entire Denver Broncos 18 weeks, right? Yep. Yeah, 18 weeks. Okay, only 17 games because we have the bye. But they upped the season. I'm not totally sure why. I bet there's a smart reason to it. But yeah, all right. So everybody, let's start it off with Sunday, September 12th. We're playing at 2:25 p.m. Mountain Time. Week one, we are playing the Giants in New York as a season opener, okay? the Giants are part of the NFC least, which is great news. Which means they're not a good team. Sorry if I have the hiccup through this last segment. But, so, we had, what, 6 wins last season? Oh, God. So, I'm going to be kind of going through this and predicting every game. So, on the road, okay, I'm not predicting we're going to have the best road schedule. Hopefully, we have at least a 500 home schedule. But, so, starting for the Giants, I do think we can actually secure a win here. Usually, sometimes we start off pretty good, and we have a pretty good starting 3-week schedule, okay? So I'm going to give us actually a win against the New York Giants, okay? Maybe it'll come down. Let's go maybe a 7-point win, okay? We'll start off 0-1. All right, week 2, 7 days later, we are in Jacksonville taking on Trevor Lawrence, okay? Here's the deal. I'm going to give us another win. And here's why. Oh, by the way, guys, if you want to hear me break down the week 1 matchup against the New York Giants in more depth, be sure to head over to the B-Talks After Show. Episode is out now. I am like just talking about who we should start in that week 1 game because Teddy Bridgewater versus Drew Lock. It's a coin flip right now. All right, sorry. Let's get back to it. So week 2, we are in Jacksonville taking on the Jaguars. The Jaguars are such a young team, okay? They're not going to be good this year. Probably not next year, maybe even the year after that. They're going to keep adding wins, okay? And they'll be a good team within at least 5 years, hopefully. I'm going to give us another win. I think we're going to have a pretty good start. We're playing super kind of young, unexperienced teams. So I'm going to give us a win, okay? We are going to start off 2-0, all right? We're going to have a little bit of momentum going into week 3 on Sunday, September 26th. We are at home, finally, after 2-week road trip to start off the season. Super tiring. We're back, and we're playing the New York Jets. Guys, do you remember the season last, or the game last season where I played the Jets? That was super entertaining, and I think that it's going to be another entertaining game that I think the Jets are going to take this time, okay? It's going to be like 6 points, okay, but we're going to keep a winning record, okay? We're gonna move to 2-1. All right. Next week on Sunday, first game of October, we play in Denver, the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think we're have a good enough defense to stop Action Jackson. It'll be a close game, maybe through the first 3 quarters, and then the Ravens are gonna just blow it. They're gonna kill it. All right. So we started off 2-0. Okay. Then we have an 0-2 home schedule. And then we move on to play the Pittsburgh Steelers in Duburg on Sunday, October 10th, okay? 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. We have an early game. This one is really hard, okay? That division, though, I think that's the AFC North with the Browns and Ravens and Steelers. It's going to be super fun. I think every single team is going to be good. Playing at Heinz Field, the Steelers are going to take it, okay? So that means our road schedule falls to 2-1, and we now have a sudden 3-game losing streak on our hands as we fall to the Jets, Ravens, and Steelers. All right, next we're back home taking on the Las Vegas Raiders on October 17th in week 6. All right, let's see here. So at this point, we're 2-3. Okay, the Raiders, they're coming off of a surprisingly good season. Not good enough, I think. Oh, boy. My gut is telling me that the Raiders are going to take this one. But starting off 2-0, then falling to 2-4, all right, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to go with my gut. I believe the Raiders are going to take this one. Okay, we're going to fall to 2-4, have a sudden 4-game losing streak. We haven't won at home. Oh, Jesus, not fun. Let's move on. All right, then we got the Browns. It's a tough schedule. It started off easy, and then it got surprisingly tough. All right. Then week 7, we play Thursday night football. There we go. Okay, so we have a mere, 4-day break. Playing Sunday to Thursday. Play at 6:20 and taking on the Cleveland Browns primetime Thursday night football. I'm going to give us a surprise win. I think we're going to take down – we're going to lose our winning streak in Cleveland. It's going to be one of the biggest games ever, okay? Drew Lock's going to play amazing football. He's going to throw 4 touchdown passes. We're going to beat the Browns 25-21. It's going to be a great game. All right. That means we advance to 3-4. We snap our losing streak where we go to week 8 taking on the Washington football team back in Denver. Back on just a Sunday normal game. This one, I think we're going to win it pretty easily, actually. Okay, we're going to go back to 4-4, everybody. We're all about these streaks this season, okay? We're doing a 2-game win streak, starting off 2-0, falling to 2-4, bouncing right back to 4-4. It's going at 500. Going on week 9, we travel to AT&T Stadium in Dallas, taking on the Cowboys. Sunday is November 7th. All right, let's see here. Dak Prescott is back. That one's going to be a pretty tough game. I'm going to say we're going to lose this one. It's going to come down to the second half, but then the Cowboys will take it. All right, we're 4-5 going into week 10, taking on the Eagles at home. Okay, let's kind of recap our home schedule. So we started off 0-2. I said we lost to the Raiders 0-3, beat the Washington football team. So that's 1-3 at home. Not the best one. I'll help our home schedule. Okay, we'll get a strong win against the Eagles. Stay at 500, 5-5 going into our bye week, which is week 11. And then, oh boy. Sorry, this one's kind of hard to tell because we don't really know how our division is going to be. So we've only played one rival within the first 10 weeks. And now in the last, like, 5. Because, yeah, we play 5 straight games because we've already had our bye. We play the Chargers twice and the Chiefs twice and the Raiders once. All right. Chargers, I'm going to go 2 straight losses to the Chargers and the Chiefs, both on Sundays. Oh, boy, that one's a tough one. I think, yeah, we're going to have to lose to the Chargers. Patrick Mahomes is going to be too much. So, that means we're 5-7. All right, week 14, home against the Lions. So it's coming off a 2-game losing streak. We're back from Kansas City. We're back in Empower Field. Let's give us this win, okay? Let's beat the Lions. Jared Goff ain't gonna do anything for him. Let's go. Opening up December with a bang. Good job, everybody. Broncos get a win. 6-7. I'm way too high hopes. Bengals, they're not good though. They're just not a good team. Let's do it, dude. We are 7-7 after week 15, all right? So going to the final 3 weeks against all of our rivals, Raiders, Chargers, and Chiefs. I say we'll take one of the Raiders and then lose 2 to the Chargers and Chiefs. So what does that make us? That gives us 7-10. Okay. You know what? Hold on. The suspense. I will take a 7-10 team. Okay. By the way, preseason killed it 33-6. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to be it. All right. So, we play one here. Let me check if we play any Sunday night games. I do not believe we do. So, we play one primetime game in week 7 against the Cleveland Browns. But other than that, it's just on Sundays. All right, everybody. 7-10. I'm doing a hot take. Denver Broncos are going 7-10, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that was a super fun episode. I'm going to go hop over to the B-Talks after, so finish up this entire little project and talk about who the Denver Broncos should start in week 1 against the Giants. I predicted a win. Let's see if we can do that. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Website is going to be link number 1 in the description. After that, I'm not going to do the live stream link. We'll do the Dunner Mifflin podcast link. I haven't made an episode in forever, but that's okay. All right. So, website number 1, Dunner Mifflin podcast link number 2. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to be awesome. Haven't said that in a while. Don't forget to be awesome. Love you guys, and I'll see you all in the next episode. Peace.